Chapter 10. Snapchat Today. Today, you can do the same things on Facebook and Instagram as you can on Snapchat. You can post photos and send people messages and money. And you can watch videos and view stories. But Snapchat's users are not the same as Facebook and Instagram's users. They want different things. Facebook and Instagram users want to keep pictures and videos on the internet. Snapchat users do not. Mark Zuckerberg wanted Snapchat's users to choose Facebook. But many famous people and companies chose Snapchat. They put pictures with snap codes on Twitter and Facebook. Other Snapchat users could use these to add the companies to their Snapchat group. Twitter and Facebook were very angry about this. But this still did not stop Snapchat from getting bigger. In June 2016, Twitter had 140 million daily users, but Snapchat had 150 million daily users. In August 2016, Instagram started Instagram Stories. You could only see the stories for 24 hours. It was the same as Snapchat Stories, but more people used it. Facebook started making lenses. They were the same as Snapchat's lenses. And now there are disappearing messages on Instagram and on Facebook Messenger too. But Snapchat users are happy. They do not want to move to other social media apps. Evan is still adding new things to the Snapchat app. Users can send and listen to video messages with Snapchat. They can also speak to people on the phone or by video with the app. This is the same as WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger. And in July 2016, Snapchat started Memories. With Memories, users can keep photos, videos, and stories on the app for the first time. This is a new idea for Snapchat, but it is not a new idea for Facebook. In March 2016, Snapchat bought the company Bitstrips. Users can make their own funny emojis and use them on Snapchat. They are called Bitmoji, and users loved them. Evan wanted his girlfriend to marry him, and she put Bitmojis of her and Evan on Snapchat. The Evan Bitmoji said, "Marry me." Back in 2014, Snapchat bought the company Vergence Labs for $15 million. Vergence made special glasses you could use to make a video. Evan started SnapLab in 2014, but at first it was a secret. SnapLab made some glasses with a camera on them called spectacles. You can wear the glasses and make videos with them. Evan went on holiday with his girlfriend and took the glasses with him. He walked through the trees and looked up at the sky. He made a video of his holiday. Back in Los Angeles, Evan watched the video on his computer. He could see and remember everything about his holiday. In September 2016, users could buy spectacles. Users could make 10-second videos through their own eyes. Then they could post the videos on Snapchat. At first, Snapchat was only an app for sending disappearing photos to friends. You could take and send photos and videos. Then everybody wanted the Snapchat app because you could do lots of things with it. Today, Snapchat users can advertise, post stories, and use geofilters and lenses. They can keep photos and videos, make Bitmoji, buy things online, and make videos with spectacles. More than 1,500 people work for Snapchat, and Evan Spiegel is as famous as Mark Zuckerberg and Steve Jobs. But what's next for Snapchat? Evan wants users to be able to find things, understand things, and make things with Snapchat. He wants users to learn about things and buy those things with the app. But Snapchat is different from other social media sites because it does not keep things and it does not know a lot about its users. So how can it understand them? Does Snapchat have to be the same as Facebook and Instagram and learn more about its users? And can this be a bad thing? Or will social media sites have to change and be the same as Snapchat one day? Penguin Readers: How to Turn Down $1 billion, The Snapchat Story. Billy Gallagher, Level 2. Adapted by Katrin Morris, Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.